we continued to gain delegates and continue our march to 1,237. Only two campaigns have a plausible path to the nomination. Ours and Donald Trump's. Nobody else has any mathematical possibility whatsoever.
You come the night, cause you're the cruiser. And you never get enough when you're cruising down the street.
Senator Ted Cruz has cast himself as the only Republican who can beat Donald Trump. With Marco Rubio falling away, Cruz had hoped to make that point more sharply than ever last night. But Ted Cruz picked up no wins on the electoral map. Can Cruz show his party that he has the power to defeat Donald Trump with conservatives, Christians, and constitutionalists behind him? Dr. Delbert Scott was both the Republican state senator and state representative in Missouri. He's currently president of Kansas Christian College and a Ted Cruz supporter. Dr. Delbert Scott, welcome to The Takeaway.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
A tough night overall for Ted Cruz. Your home state of Missouri was crucial for him, and he had a narrow loss.
Yes, just barely, it looks like, and they're still counting votes, but I don't see any way that he can make it up. And he did need Missouri, as well as some other states, to press forward.
Talk about the importance of the dwindling field here. Marco Rubio is out. Ted Cruz has said all along that he wants a two-way race between him and Donald Trump. Of course, John Kasich is still very much in the race, especially as we look forward to the possibility of a contested convention. But talk about the dynamics of the dwindling field and Ted Cruz versus Trump here.
Certainly, I think the message is that there are a lot of people unhappy with the way things are now. And when you had a really broad field, the dissent was spread over a wide area and nobody could get traction. Certainly with Senator Cruz, he's a great conservative voice. But the possibility of pressing ahead at this point in a successful attempt to get the number of votes is pretty dramatically difficult.
So you sound pessimistic about Cruz's ability to get enough delegates. What do you think is the future for him in this primary?
Well, I think the voice of Ted Cruz's people and the voice of dissent around America has to be voiced. And the Christian voice particularly, I think, is one that has to be heard in the discussion. It's obvious he's not going to be the nominee. But our voice needs to be heard, and that's why we're behind him and encouraging others to be.
If it's obvious that Senator Cruz isn't going to be the nominee, who do you think that person will be?
I think the way the numbers are lining up now, it's going to be Donald Trump. And in a time with loud voices dominating the debate, I think the one thing Ted Cruz can do is be the voice of reason in the discussion as we move forward.
Also today, news from Washington, Dr. Delbert Scott, of course, that the president is nominating a Supreme Court nominee, Judge Sri Srinivasan. Talk about the importance of an open seat on a Supreme Court to conservatives like you and how you think it's going to shape this race.
I think it's very important. And certainly across the years, the court has been pretty balanced. It's really important for the conservative voice to have an additional replacement on the court. And it really boils down to what we're going to be in the future. And I don't think we can overemphasize the impact of our culture in the future as we move ahead on who the new Supreme Court justice is.
If Donald Trump is the nominee, do you think that conservative Christians like you need to find a home in another party or start one of their own?
No, I don't think you need to jump to another party or start another one. You need to make sure that your voice is heard and you're part of the dialogue. Donald Trump may get the nomination. Very likely he will. Donald Trump may make a great president. I think the thing about Ted Cruz is he's been a consistent conservative voice where nobody knows what Donald Trump is going to do. We all know that just he's angry and he brings out the anger in people. And that's a pretty shaky platform to move forward with.
Dr. Delbert Scott, president of Kansas Christian College, a supporter of Ted Cruz, who says it looks obvious to him that Ted Cruz can't win the Republican nomination. Dr. Delbert Scott, thank you so much for your time.
It's been a pleasure. Have a great day.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, are politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.